Right, next one is report of Pegasus internal audit report. Who's going to present that? Would you like to start?
This is the independent reporting format since we changed the model they have in place. Okay. I was going to do all but model of income on both. So the very final piece of work in relation to the 1890 audit plan is in our collection. The paper that you obviously have in front of you is there are high risks associated with this particular area. It was delayed because it goes through a particular process internally here, so we couldn't bring it along the due to and so forth. So it is highlighting some risk exposures. I think saying that though, there is a very positive sign because we didn't bring it to the launching last time, there has been some additional work undertaken and things are definitely moving the right path. So I'm more than happy between Brent and myself to take any questions that you may have initially on the income collections. That was the final piece of work we had in relation to last year.
Okay. John, Councillor Kilpatrick would like to ask you a question.
Yeah, I mean, for, I find it staggering that we're still issuing debt notes for the frozen bridge. Even more staggering, we haven't got the infrastructure to collect the business debt notes. If I want a debt, it's supposed to be my money, my debt gets off. So what are we still getting in these tiny little car away? I just can't believe we're still doing it.
Do you want to ask that?
I don't disagree with that. The issue is probably more to do with the fact that when somebody drives their car off, the collection is taken on board. So as soon as they're on, they then find they haven't got any money. They're already on the boat is moving. So there's nothing else you can do to issue the debit notes unless you come on in before they come onto the boat.
Can't you pretty much like car parking issue a fine for no money? Can't you collect the money before they get on the boat?
It would be nice if you could. I'm not aware that there's any legislation for allowing to do that.
So if you're not issuing the debit notes, how do you get the money from them?
Well, we do issue the debit notes.
But you can't guarantee that you pay.
You can't guarantee that you pay, no. But if we don't issue the debit notes, people will still drive on and won't have the ability to pay.
Do they take a photograph of the car and the driver?
Can they take all the details down?
No. Do they, like the car parking, they take a photograph, car registration, driver,
yeah,
so you've got some proof?
Yeah, they can do that.
No, they don't do it at the moment.
No, they do take the details down of the person concerned.
But they don't take a photograph like the car parking people do?
No.
Why not?
What would be the purpose of that?
Then you've got a record that they were on the boat at the time.
They take the person's details down, name and address, we could do that.
Okay, I guess, Chairman, it depends on how often this occurs and what the loss is and how much it costs us to put something in place to remedy that loss. I can't imagine there are too many vehicles that drive onto the floating bridge and refuse to pay.
Councillor Peace.
Why not charge them before they get on the boat? You can run up, walk up the road and take the tickets before they get on. And if they've got them there, they'll get on.
We could do that. We haven't got the staff available to do that. We could put additional ticket collectors on to collect that. Yes.
So how many staff do you have on the boat?
Depends on what time of the day it is, but you know, largely a member of two on the boat and then one member of staff collecting the ticket money at busy times.
And have you thought about going contactless as well?
We are already contactless as far as the saver cards are concerned, and we've got capital bid in to purchase the contactless software.
Can you just explain what's happening in the future? Because it, you know, the changes from what we see in here to how you're going to make it much more efficient, and the less likely of us losing money, because you can't guarantee what the income is at the moment from the floating bridge.
I think that possibly might be picked up in a minute, within 4 or 5. I can't know if you can plan to. The TransIQ, who is our software developer, do our ticketing software, what picks up on the audit was on occasions, because of the connectivity, that the tickets weren't going through to the server. So there was a Wi-Fi issue, if you like, which is what's called the fault imbalance in the cache. What they've since done, been in connection, in contact with TransIQ to look at the problem, they've now put in extra Wi-Fi coverage across the bridge to try and pick up the black spot. They did that about a week and a half ago, and they're running tests at the minute as we speak to make sure there aren't any discrepancies, and audit will come back and look at that in December.
Any more questions from... It's just... Oh, sorry. Adrian.
Going through the body of the report, there are several instances where there are recommendations for something to happen. And this says that the target date for completion is June 2019. And I just wonder whether we can have an idea of whether they've all been completed or what sort of proportion have been completed.
I think if we ignore the Shanklin lift and the crematorium, which have got issues, but they're minor ones and can be resolved, I think the floating bridge and the way it's been working up until this report is really just not acceptable, and it needs to be changed. And I question why it hadn't been changed some time before as well. It's been going on for some time. Because when I look at it, you've got cash floating around, you don't know how much you've taken, you don't know where it's going. Is someone supplementing their income? I'm not saying they are, but there's always that possibility. And I'm just amazed about, you know, the thing is about the debit notes and people are being allowed onto a vessel, and I take it this is pedestrians as well as cars, and they've got no money. And I surely pedestrian, or you're saying you're going to tell me that the boat's on its way before they go around and collect the cash, they don't collect it as they come on.
The pedestrian is a different issue because the pedestrian tickets are taken prior to them getting onto the boat.
Yeah. So if they've got no money, do they get refused? So are you saying then the debit notes are really only for the few cars you get? And how many are them of those a year?
I'm not sure about those of the year, but as Stuart says, a very, very few people. I can go away for the day and discuss that again.
Ah, thank you. 118, 110 debit notes. So how much is a car journey across if I don't use it?
£2.60.
Sorry?
£2.60.
Okay, it's not a vast amount of money, but it's still something, isn't it? And are they repeat offenders, is the question. Just, we need to update it, I think, is the point, isn't it?
Yeah, as I said, there is a capital fee being put forward so that we can use contactless payment in addition to using an app to pay. So if someone who doesn't actually have sufficient change, there is a better need for them to pay. Unfortunately, the likely cost of that contactless app is quite high, and it could take us some time to recover these relatively small losses from the amount of capital we'd have to expend to put that in place. It would, of course, improve the convenience of paying, so that might be worthwhile. The difficulty we've got in terms of things like this is that we've got several times the volume of capital bids for the capital available. Unsurprising.
I look aghast then when you said that. But on the contactless, is that not something that app could extend to other services within the council and not necessarily just the floating bridge?
Yes, I mean, I think we want to move towards contactless payment across all sorts of areas where people pay for it. What we're trying to do in the changes we're making generally across our income collection sector is to make it as easy as possible as we can for people to give us money.
Lots of it. Go on, Alex.
I think members have made some great valid points. I think one of the things that we could look to do, if obviously the contactless card capital bid is successful, we could look to make the bridge cashless. You can already pay by the app, you can already pay by Saver card, if you can then pay on contactless, then we could actually consider making the bridge a cashless operation. And anybody that then arrives in their car, for example, would have to go and purchase, they haven't already got one of those methods of payment, would have to go to the ticket machine and put their money into the ticket machine, and then we would eradicate many of the problems that we've just talked about, and the staff would be then more used to be checking the tickets prior to people getting onto the boat.
I know when you're going to implement this, can you do it in a very subtle way so that the floating bridge doesn't have any more bad news?
You'll try.
Right, if I've got no more questions, right. The report. This is what I was going to suggest by resolving this: that the report be noted in relation to the Shanklin Cliff Bridge and crematorium elements that the committee recommend that the service explores. I was going to put contactless transactions and the removal of debit notes and the possible introduction of fines. That a further report showing actions in relation to the audit to the above rating is presented to the committee in February.
We decided, we keep saying February, I think it's March.
Oh no, we moved it is March now. We've moved it to March. Someone would like to propose that? Oh, volunteer, Councillor Peace. Seconded by Councillor Kilpatrick. All in favour? Done. Your next one.